Maximus Mouse and the Lord's Prayer. Give us this day our daily bread. Maximus was having an afternoon nap, curled up in a small furry ball. He was lying in a pool of sunshine, which was streaming in through the church window. He had been very busy that morning making a new duvet from a nice hanky which the organist had dropped at choir practice. He had to make a new one, as he had eaten the old one when he woke up hungry in the night. Just as he was dreaming of a large pile of hassock and cheese sandwiches, there was a loud noise. He jumped up, rubbed his eyes with his front paws, and scuttled under a chair. Several people had come into the back of church with some large pieces of card and strips of metal. Maximus watched as they slotted the strips together and placed the large cards in front of them. After a while, the people went away, and Maximus scampered down the church to see what this strange-looking thing was. On the cards were large photographs, and they showed some very poor people in another country. And these people seemed to be very hungry, and their clothes were not much more than rags. And one of the children in a photograph was holding a bowl, and Maximus read the words printed at the bottom, "Give us this day our daily bread." He stroked his whiskers with his front paws. He had heard the vicar talk about helping others and how the church tried to give money and pray for people who were starving. Maximus had never seen a photograph of hungry children before, and he felt very sorry for them. And just as he was thinking how dreadful it was to be so hungry, he heard a strange noise coming from the vestry. As he arrived at the vestry door, he saw the front half of another mouse coming through his crack in the plaster. "Stay right there," shouted Maximus, sounding much braver than he felt. "What do you think you are doing coming into my church?" "Please," begged the other mouse, "please let me in." "All right," said Maximus, "come in, but no funny tricks." The strange mouse pulled himself through the hole in the plaster and dropped down onto the floor of the vestry. "Is that candle wax and cheese pie I can smell?" he asked. Maximus saw how cold and wet and hungry he looked. Instead of being frightened of this stranger, he began to feel very sorry for him. And Maximus soon discovered that his new friend was called Patrick. Patrick had been living in a very old house just down the road. It was owned by an elderly lady, but she had gone into a special home when she could no longer look after herself. And the council had come along and knocked down her house to build a new road. And Patrick and his family had nowhere to live and had lost all their clothes and furniture and food. And Patrick had left his family sheltering under a hedge in the rain whilst he went in search of food and somewhere to live. And Maximus quickly warmed up some candle wax and cheese pie. Patrick ate it noisily, wiping his whiskers with his paws, and soon finished a very large helping. Maximus and Patrick then had a long chat about how to help the family. They decided that the best thing to do was to move into the church whilst the weather was bad. And Maximus showed Patrick a Sunday school cupboard where all the drawing paper, crayons, felt pens and lesson books were kept. Patrick thought that they would be very happy in there and that his children might enjoy reading some of the stories in the lesson books. He went off to get the family and they were soon settled comfortably in the Sunday school cupboard. The next Sunday morning, the vicar said he was going to speak about another part of the Lord's Prayer. "Give us this day our daily bread." "Most of us," he said, "don't have to think about our daily bread. We take it for granted that we will have more than enough to eat. And at the end of the day, we expect to go to bed full and not hungry." In many parts of the world where people are hungry, these words are really a prayer, asking God to give food. It's our duty as Christians to care about those who do not have enough to eat. We must give our prayers and our money to help. Sometimes we can care for those who live near us by making friends with them and doing practical things to help. Maximus rubbed his eyes and nearly shouted out, "That's what I've done! I helped Patrick and his family!" And just in time he remembered to whisper it to himself. He cooked a very special meal that evening of hymn book hot pot, and then he took it over to Patrick and his family and watched them eat it all up. Heavenly Father, thank you for all the good things you give us, our health, our homes, our food, and our friends. We're sorry that so often we take them all for granted. Help us to understand what it is to need these things, and give us the love to provide them for others. Amen.